This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Tesla plans to unveil their robo-taxi this year. More on that in moments, but first, Google is expected to launch a new Pixel 8a phone at its I.O. conference next month. But if you're willing to buy last year's model, a new sale has dropped the Pixel 7a down to the lowest price we've tracked. The handset is now available for $349, which is $150 less than Google's list price and $25 below the prior low we've seen in recent months. The only better deals we've found for an unlocked model have required you to trade in another device. This discount applies to the black, light blue, and white colorways and is available at several retailers, including Amazon, Best Buy, Target, and Google's online store. Google says the offer will run through May 4th. In other Google news, it often feels like we live in a fully connected world, but anyone who has been caught without a signal at a time of need can tell you it's far from true. Emergency satellite connectivity is a solution to this problem, and one the Google Pixel 9 series and next-generation Google Fold will allegedly offer, according to Android authorities Kamila Wojciechowska. The feature will purportedly be available for T-Mobile customers first, thanks to the network provider's partnership with SpaceX to create satellite messaging. It could become available on other networks in the future. The messaging service will allegedly ask users questions such as what best describes your situation and are there weapons involved? It's unclear whether the feature will be free for Google Pixel 9 and next-gen Google Fold users. T-Mobile hasn't confirmed pricing for its satellite messaging service in previous announcements. And it's been a few months since we've heard any details about Samsung's latest 98-inch TV, which we learned about back at CES in January. Now, the company has offered up more information about the 98-inch Class Crystal UHD DU9000, which is now available for $4,000 from its own web store and select retailers. Samsung previously revealed that this model uses an AI-powered feature to optimize picture quality for the larger screen. Typically, as screens get bigger, so do their pixels. However, with Supersize Picture Enhancer, Samsung says it can increase sharpness and reduce visible noise to ensure there's no pixel distortion. Find the latest news and reviews on these gadgets and tons more at Engadget.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Tesla is introducing a robo-taxi on August 8th, Elon Musk has announced on X a few hours after Reuters published a report that the automaker is scrapping its plans to produce a low-cost EV. Reuters also said that Musk's directive was to go all in on robo-taxis built on the company's small vehicle platform. Tesla has been promising a more affordable EV with prices expected to start at $25,000 for years, and Musk said as recently as this January that he's optimistic the model will arrive in the second half of 2025. In response to the report, the Tesla chief tweeted that Reuters is lying again. He didn't clarify which part of the report was a lie, but considering he confirmed that Tesla is unveiling a robo-taxi, he likely meant the news organization's claim that the company pulled the plug on a more affordable EV. At the moment, Tesla's cheapest vehicle is the Model 3, but its prices start at $39,000. It'll be interesting to see how the company will make a robo-taxi work with its camera-only system. It dropped radar and other sensors, which robo-taxi companies like Waymo use extensively, from its driver assistance technologies a few years ago. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Mariella Moon and Chris Holt and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
spoken layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.